Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to a quarter of a million high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-723-2391. 800-723-2391. 800-723-2391. That's 800-723-2391.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. And believe me, we have tons of things to talk about in the sports world, whether it's Major League Baseball, whether it's NFL football. The ruling on the Deshaun Watson situation has come and gone, and there will be some backlash from that. Mike and I will obviously will dive into that, and tons of other things as well. NBA, there's all kinds of rumors happening with trade talks of Donovan Mitchell and other people involved. So Russell Westbrook may be out of L.A. Who the heck knows about that saga? It'll all develop here over the next couple few months. But, Mike, good morning, my friend. How are you, brother?
I'm doing well, man. And let's not forget about the Brittany Griner situation as well. That deserves some discussion too. But look, college football is going to get going here soon. NFL camps are open. Lots of drama. And if you want to talk drama, we can just talk NBA free agency, for crying out loud, man. That's a soap opera within itself.
Yeah, no, I mean, all kinds of drama happening in the sports world. Like you said, mentioning Brittany Griner. I'm just going to say this, though. When you are in other countries and you don't abide by the laws, and they're much different than what the laws are in the United States, sometimes you've got to be smarter than thinking you're above the law. And I don't know what the case exactly was here, Mike, but at the end of the day, Brittany Griner broke laws in Russia, and I understand the penalty is extremely severe, but the penalties are what the penalties are in different countries, and you need to abide by the rules in different places in the world. We got to take a break. We're just getting warmed up. He would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. That's 800-761-9334.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel, because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy Dorf hanging out with me and my tag team partner in crime. His name is Mike Wilson. We're going to link up with our professor of sports, John Poulter, in just a second. You can get at us a couple few different ways. You can always holler 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. Let's hook up with John Poulter. Comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. We talk baseball. We talk hockey when that's appropriate. John, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
No complaints. Obviously, a lot has happened since the last time we spoke, with the trade deadline coming and going, and the biggest splash is Juan Soto going to the San Diego Padres. But I look around the league, and I see still the Yankees with a pretty solid lead in their division over the Toronto Blue Jays at the moment. The Rays a couple games behind them, and Baltimore continues to play impressively well. They've won five straight and got themselves in the mix for a wild card race, which is awesome. And quite frankly, that division is the best in all of baseball, with every team very close to 500 or better than 500. So kudos to the American League East for actually going out there and playing and suiting up and kind of playing like you care, to be honest with you. And then you look at the Central, things are definitely tightening up there with Minnesota, Cleveland, and Chicago, who I think a lot of people were expecting bigger things from earlier in the season. Maybe they'll come around a little bit now, and maybe they'll figure things out and take over that division. But it should be a pretty good race, I think, throughout the whole way. Then you look at the West, the American League West, obviously the Astros on top there and everybody else. Well, Seattle, they're playing for a wild card, so we'll see how that plays out for them. You look at the National League, the New York Mets on top in their division. The Braves, they kind of got it going for a little bit. They faltered off a little bit here in the last few days or whatever, but I do think that this is going to be a fun race watching the Mets and the Braves down the stretch. St. Louis, look, they're like this cockroach that just won't go away, to be honest with you, if you're a Milwaukee Brewer fan. And right now, that cockroach is in front of the Milwaukee Brewers, and the Milwaukee Brewers get rid of Hader and do some things like that, and I actually like the move, but we'll talk a little bit more about it with you, John, and maybe it just takes a little time for things to develop, but the way they lost a couple games to Pittsburgh is disturbing, to say the least, walk-off fashion, and one being a ball that goes by the catcher, so not the kind of stuff you want to see at the major league level. And then you go to the West, where the Dodgers are, look, man, they're very quietly the best team in all of baseball. The Padres made all the noise with Juan Soto, but they've lost three straight, and I don't necessarily think it's going to be the greatest thing for San Diego. And Padre fan thinks all of a sudden they're going to win the World Series, so everybody's a little nuts at this point in time, John. But truth be told, I actually think we're setting ourselves up for a pretty fun finish to Major League Baseball, and these races are relatively exciting at this point in time, John.
Yeah, they certainly are. We've talked all season about this juggernaut at Yankee Stadium, and their lead, I think, at one time was about 15.5, and they were on a pace to win 123, 124, 125 games, and I think the division race is over. I mean, I still think it is, but you look very closely. You mentioned that the Dodgers very quietly becoming the best team in baseball. Look at the Houston Astros, only a half a game behind the New York Yankees now for best record in the American League. And the Yankees had a very quiet July. They were 13-13 in July, and they're 1-4 in the month of August. So do the math very quickly. 14-17 in their last 31 games, and that's a huge different Yankee team than the one we saw at the start of the season. Houston, in that same period, has gone 22-12, 19-9 in July, 3-3 in the month of August. So Houston has gained quite a bit of ground on the Yankees in the past 5 weeks. So those two races, while the divisions are probably pretty well spoken for, both the Yankees and the Astros with good leads, I think we're now looking at a real dogfight for home field advantage in the ALCS, assuming that both teams were to win their way through to that. Looking at the National League, you talked about the San Diego Padres, their blockbuster trade for Hader, and then a couple of other signings. I guess the real blockbuster trade was probably the Soto deal. We thought the Hader trade was big news until we saw the Soto deal. We talked on this program a number of times about where we thought Soto was end up and sort of would end up, and San Diego was kind of at the top of our list, and I guess we should pat ourselves on the back for calling that one correctly, but it hasn't done the Padres too much good. The Dodgers now have been winning that series, and all of a sudden they've opened up that lead to 14.5 games, so the Padres, another team playing for a wild card spot, but I think we are going to see it tighten up in some of the other divisions.
Good morning, John. Hope all is well.
Morning, Mike.
Morning. You take a look at all these teams that are in the playoff mix in the National League, the Mets, St. Louis, Milwaukee, Dodgers. Who has the best pitching staff? Because we all know come playoff time, pitching is at a premium. An argument can be made that it's the Mets, an argument can be made that it's the Dodgers, or even maybe St. Louis. I mean, who is it that has the best pitching staff that's going to make their team go deep in the playoffs?
Well, I guess you could include the Mets in the equation if we take the stance that Jacob deGrom is going to be healthy for the rest of the season. They're 69-39. They've done 99% of that record without Jacob deGrom, who is arguably the best pitcher in the National League. So if he comes back and he's healthy, that's like a big trade acquisition without giving anything up off your roster. So you've got to count the Mets into that. Atlanta always has a solid pitching staff, and with the acquisition of Iglesias from the Angels to close out games at the back end of the bullpen, you got to think that that's going to be a big factor. Cardinals did strengthen themselves by picking up Quintana and Montgomery at the trade deadline for an extra part in Bader, who has been hurt most of the season. and nothing major from the roster to get Quintana and Stratton from the Pirates in that deal. The Dodgers, on paper, the Dodgers have a great pitching staff, but, you know, Clayton Kershaw's hurt again, and Buehler's not had a terrific season. He's had some health issues. So it's kind of all over the map. I'd have to say right now DeGrom is the wild card. If DeGrom comes back as the Jacob DeGrom we saw 2 and 3 years ago when he was dominating the National League and Major League Baseball as a whole, I'd have to say the Mets have got the best pitching staff. But, you know, if the Dodgers got healthy all of a sudden, it could well be them. So I think it's going to get very interesting as we go down to the last 35 or 40 games.
That is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball. The trade deadline is come and gone, and now it's about who's going to set themselves up in the best possible way for home field advantage potentially and just matchups in general. So I want to ask you a question, John, and I don't know how much time we have, so maybe just think about this as we go to break, because I definitely want to get your thoughts about who won the trade deadline stuff and who lost the trade deadline stuff. And then, in all honesty, I'm trying to figure out this whole Juan Soto situation and if this is actually good for the Padres in the future or if they're setting themselves up for a really, really huge failure at some point in time. When you get big name ball players, you got to perform. They've got some big name guys: Machado, Juan Soto, Tatis. I mean, they've got some big name guys. So you got to perform. You got to deliver. And eventually, you've got to win. Like, you just have to win. So I think it's a great splash. I think it's great news. I think everything about it it's wonderful. But at the same time, it's only wonderful if it winds up providing you with victories and championships. So think about that. Tell me the winners and losers on the other side. Let's continue after the break with John Poulter, professor of sports, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll all be right back. Keep it close.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-209-6124. 800-209-6124. 800-209-6124. That's 800-209-6124. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter, comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. So quite naturally, we talk hockey, but we also talk Major League Baseball. I did mention or ask you a question before we went to the break or laid it out there for you, and I know it's a difficult question to have a definitive answer to at this moment in time, but we always like to try to predict winners and losers and things along those lines. So in your humble opinion, John, who were some of the winners, who were some of the losers from the Major League trade deadline?
Well, I guess if you want to look at winners, I'd kind of put five teams into that category, and those five teams for various reasons. You touched on the San Diego situation. I guess they're winners because they got a couple of good players in Hader and Soto. Question is, at what price? They're obviously all in. They had a farm system that was very strong. It was very deep and enabled them to get to this position where they've now got a bunch of superstars. But to your point, these guys have to go out and play and prove that they can win. If they can't do that, I think Mr. Preller looks rather silly for giving up a whole ton of future for some of the present that may or may not work out very well. Only time will tell on that. The Cardinals, I thought, did pretty well in terms of beefing up their pitching staff, picking up Quintana and Montgomery to slot into the starting rotation, which has been spotty at best. And without Jack Flaherty all season, that has been a bit of a problem for them. And Steven Matz has been hurt most of the year, so that was two spots that needed to be filled. They also strengthened their bullpen a little bit by getting Chris Stratton in the Quintana deal. They gave up Harrison Bader to the Yankees in what I thought was a rather odd trade because Bader's been out for most of the year with injuries. They do have a lot of outfield depth, so they obviously felt that Bader was expendable. And I thought for a good starting pitcher in Jordan Montgomery, I thought the price was relatively inexpensive. I thought the Braves probably did the best job. They picked up Iglesias to close out games at the back end of the bullpen, picked up Grossman from the Tigers, Ordosi from the Astros in a trade for Will Smith, which was a case of, you know, my strength for your weakness and vice versa. I thought the Twins did a very good job in picking up Maley from the Twins. They needed that starting pitcher. Fulmer from Detroit will add some depth to their bullpen, and I think Lopez coming over from the Orioles will certainly solidify the back end of their bullpen, which, to the best of my knowledge, has been pretty spasmodic all season. It hasn't been a lights-out bullpen. I think Lopez has a chance to change that. Houston has always strengthened themselves, picked up Christian Vasquez from the Boston Red Sox, adds a little bit more offense behind the plate than Maldonado does. I suspect Maldonado will still do most of the defensive catching and will probably catch Verlander, but Vasquez is a good bat off the bench, plus he's a good second catcher. It will allow them to pinch hit for Maldonado earlier in the game than they had been doing. We talked about Will Smith, a good guy at the back end of the bullpen. He's going to be a good addition in Houston. And Trey Mancini, while he doesn't have a lot of postseason experience because he's been with Baltimore, and we all know how they've struggled the last few years, he has a reputation of being a real good clubhouse guy. So I think from that standpoint, I think Houston really improved themselves. Those would be the five teams that I considered winners. The two teams that I would consider losers, and I don't say this from a negative standpoint, I say this from a puzzling standpoint, are the Cubs and the Red Sox. I don't think the Red Sox could decide, here's a team that's only four games out of a wild card spot, but they couldn't decide whether they wanted to be buyers or sellers. They get rid of their first-string catcher, but then they go and take on a guy like Eric Hosmer, who's a good ball player. He will fit in well with Boston, but he's not the type of guy that you would take if you were rebuilding. And the Chicago Cubs absolutely shocked me by keeping Wilson Contreras and Ian Happ. I thought those guys were both going to be in the first batch of guys that were traded. I'm really puzzled as to why they held on to those two guys. Maybe they feel that the qualifying offers will go out, and the draft picks they'll get for those players were better than any of the deals that they were offered. But I was really surprised that Contreras wasn't traded. He even thought he was going to be traded. He'd already said his goodbyes the last time that the Cubs were in Wrigley Field. So I would say those two teams were losers only because I think they were puzzling. I don't think anybody got really fleeced in the deal. You talked about the Hader trade, and that one sort of puzzled me a little bit only because a couple of days after the trade, the Brewers designated one of the players that they had picked up, one of the prospects they picked up, and eventually lost him on waivers. And I'm really puzzled why you trade for a guy if you didn't see him as a future with your team. That sort of puzzled me a little bit, but David Stearns knows a lot more about running a baseball team than I do, so we'll sit back and see how that works out.
I think in the case of the Brewers, Mike, just let me jump in real quick. I think in the case of the Brewers, it was more along the lines of they just kind of needed a change of scenery. I just feel like it had been the same thing over and over and over with Josh Hader. And I think that in general, look, did he do some good work for the Milwaukee Brewers over the years? Absolutely, right? But I think when you look at his numbers across the board this season, they were some of the worst numbers that he's ever put up. And sometimes in general, for both sides, a change of scenery might be the best possible thing. But, you know, as you alluded to, you know, right after the trade, the Brewers had some blunders with their bullpen and how things went down at the end of baseball games. So they took a direct hit from all of that stuff. But in general, I don't know if it would have made a difference is my point, John. I feel like they've had their share of blunders with the pitching staff over the past couple of years since Craig has been involved. And I just think at this moment in time, they needed to have a change, and this was the change that they decided to go with. Sorry, Mike, go ahead.
No, it's perfectly fine. Look, John, you know, we're talking, you know, playoffs, who's the best in this division or that league or, you know, whatever it may be. But I think one of the best stories so far is the Baltimore Orioles. Like, they hadn't reached 55 wins until, like, this year. They're at 56 wins, and they hadn't reached 55 wins in the previous two or three years. What are they got going in Baltimore that's starting to click?
Well, I guess the patience is starting to pay off, Mike. The farm system is starting to come through. Some of these trades that they've made in recent years where they've traded borderline veterans, established players for draft picks or prospects, that is all starting to come out in their favor. They've had three or four years of very high draft picks. I think three out of the last 4 years they've picked in the top five. If you're doing a good job in drafting players, when you have three or four picks in the top five over a four or five-year period, as long as you make those picks correctly and you develop those picks once you get them on board, which is kind of step two, you're going to improve fairly quickly. We saw this with the Cubs before their World Series, two or three years before their World Series. The Cubs were a terrible team. We saw this with the Astros for several years before they developed their World Championship team. They were a very troublesome team. The Astros were much like the Orioles are right now. They were losing and losing and losing. They were drafting early, but they made some great draft picks. They signed some good unrestricted free agents, guys like Bregman. Bregman was a good draft pick. Correa was a good draft pick. Altuve was an international free agent, as was Gurriel. They developed those players very well, and all of a sudden now for 5 or 6 years we've seen the Houston Astros be extremely competitive, and I think three out of the last 4 years they've been in the ALCS. So clearly what they did was correct, and if that's the model that the Houston Astros are following, then that the Baltimore Orioles are following, then we may well see the Orioles have an even better season next year. But, you know, even at the start of this season, I thought the Orioles looked a little weak, and, I mean, frankly, they're playing in a fairly strong division. So it didn't surprise me they started out poorly, but then all of a sudden they caught fire. They won 11 or 12 games in a row. I think they've won five in a row at the present time. To your point, they're 4 or 5 games over 500. This is the best Baltimore Oriole team we have seen probably in 5 or 6 years since the last time they were in the postseason, which I believe was 2015 when they lost a wild card game to the Blue Jays. So clearly something as good is going on in Baltimore, which is a good geographically, because the exact opposite is going on in Washington. Washington, just to me, I don't recall the last time I saw a World Series team fall off that quickly. I mean, they were the World Series champions in 2019, and I looked at this yesterday, and since then, they've gone 127 and 204. Like, how does a World Championship team fall apart that quickly? So, you know, in the capital area, to see one team starting to come back a little bit while the other's fading, I think is good for baseball in general. But it's good to see the Orioles coming back. It's a storied franchise, and they've worked hard to get where they are.
I agree with that. John, you know how much we appreciate talking to you each and every week. Look forward to talking to you and catching up with you next week about what's happening in Major League Baseball. And I just wanted you to think about this until next week and maybe as time goes on, but I got a weird feeling that Toronto is going to have some kind of an advantage if they can make it to the postseason, because players can't play in Toronto that aren't vaccinated, right? So sooner or later, that might become a pretty good advantage for Toronto. So appreciate you very much, John, and we'll catch up with you next week.
My pleasure as always, guys. Stay well, and we'll talk next week.
Sounds like a game plan. John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball. But that is some food for thought, Mike Wilson. Think about that. Toronto Blue Jays making the postseason. They have some different rules there. Some guys can't play in Toronto, so that could be interesting. Keep it close. We'll be right back. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Are you having a difficult time getting in and out of your old bathtub? Here's a new, affordable idea to consider. When you bought your home years ago, you had a traditional bathtub, and you put a shower curtain in it, and it lasted for years. But now, maybe you or your mom is having difficulty getting in and out of a high-step tub. For some people, that can be an accident waiting to happen. If you or one of your parents is in this situation and you don't want to spend thousands and thousands of dollars, call Steve at Senior Safety Pro Tub to Shower today. They can help you convert any old bathtub into a walk-in shower, in some cases under $2,000, in about a week. It's simple, beautiful, and priced just right. Call Steve right now for your free consultation. 855-326-7440. 855-326-7440. 855-326-7440. That's 855-326-7440.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy Dorf hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime. His name is Mike Wilson. You can get at us a couple few different ways if you would like. You can always holler at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. He likes football. For me, it's Dorf on Sports, Facebook Dorf on Sports. IG would be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of football, or Brittany Griner, whichever direction you want to go, my friend, but I do think there are some topics that we need to discuss and dive into, and I'm going to start, if you don't mind, with what's happening in the NFL and the Deshaun Watson situation, where it came down, the penalty was levied, and it was a six-game suspension by Sue L. Robinson. Now they get somebody else to actually come in and maybe change things a little bit. And I've thought about this a lot, Mike. I actually even had a little conversation with RC Ryan Clark, who you may have seen on ESPN, who's on there all the time. He and I kind of went back and forth a little bit on Twitter about this situation a little bit, and I got a couple thoughts in my head, and I want to start with this one, Mike. Maybe Sue L. Robinson was trying to, in a weird way, prove a point. And what I mean by that is, in general, in the past, the penalty that's been laid out there has been a six-game suspension for things like this that have happened in the past. I think what she was trying to do, Mike, in a really, really weird way, was she was trying to make a point that they need to go back and rethink the penalty a little bit better. And they didn't like her ruling. Everybody was seeking a year, like an indefinite suspension, without pay, all these kinds of things involved. And I think that what she really did was she put this back on the NFL to change the penalties and make things a little bit more severe. There are different levels of when you do things wrong. And I think that that's what's been an issue and a problem for a long, long time in the NFL with how they deal with different problems, Mike. So I think she put this back on the NFL in a really, really weird way. It's taken me some time to get to this point because I was kind of just wondering how in the hell do you come up with this kind of a thought or this idea of this penalty? And then it's hit me. I think she's putting it back on the NFL. What say you?
Well, that's interesting that you bring up that point because I had been thinking roughly the same type of thought that you had. And, you know, when I first heard the suspension, I was, I don't want to say outraged, but I was like, wow, why don't you just slap these women in the face one more time? These 26, 27 women, whatever it was, that I think at some point were assaulted, by Deshaun. And so I do think that she said, you know, to the NFL, your penalties don't match the crime. And what she was stuck in was just going off past precedent, which judges do all the time. They take a look at past rulings and see where and see where their case lands in terms of all that kind of stuff, and base their rulings on that. My thought as well was, if she's going back, if she's trying to make the NFL go back and rethink their penalty, why doesn't she just set the ruling, just set the penalty, and be
set
like
the bar? Sure,
this is set the bar, and say to the NFL, what you've done in the past is not what it should be. Here's
unacceptable.
What I'm gonna do, and here's,
unacceptable, maybe
right,
even
and, right, right. And here's what I'm going to do to set the bar for future rulings, for future players who get this far out of line, this far off the reservation, in terms of their off-field shenanigans that they do. So, on one hand, was I outraged to a point? Yeah. But I do think with you, Annie, that it was a message to Roger Goodell and the rest of the NFL that they have to change their line of thinking with these penalties. And like you said, make them worth something. Make it so, like, these players do not want to have any part of any kind of ruling like this if it's that severe. Hit them in the – make the fines that much higher. Make the fines,
you know,
really kind of stick them in the pocketbook, because at the end of the day, that's where these – kind of players and these kind of teams, you know, will feel the punch and be like, you know what, I don't want to do that again. I don't want to get myself caught in a situation like that, because it's going to cost me games, it's going to cost me paychecks, money, endorsements, the whole thing. So I do agree with you that she was trying to send a message.
Look, the bottom line is, to me, and if you want to jump in on the conversation with us, anybody that's listening, we would love to hear from you, your thoughts and your opinions. 1-800-878-7529, those are the digits. Or again, hit us up on Twitter, discuss with us there. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorfon Sports. Look, the bottom line is, to me, I think that they were fooled, okay, because they fooled themselves. They thought that if they put a woman in this position, that a woman was going to just all of a sudden make a decision that, in a lot of ways, would be unprecedented with what they've done in the past. Okay, I think what this woman did, and again, I've thought a lot about this, and you know, I even discussed it with Katie, and she was like, no, that can't be, that doesn't make sense, but. There is a lot of rationale to what I'm saying, okay? She was basically trying to prove a point that the NFL and their policies and the way that they go about things, they're just so backwards, and they're not up to date. They're not current.
Right.
So to me, again, I really think that Sue L. Robinson was making an extremely important point throughout this whole process. She was saying, look, you're going to put a woman in charge of this, therefore you think you're going to get a different decision. And that wasn't the case. I mean, she went along with what's been in line for these kinds of things in the past. And to a certain point, I understand it, and I get what you're saying. She could have sent a different message and set a precedence and done it differently. But I think her message was to the NFL with how backwards and how slow to the take they are on everything, and she threw it right back at them. And in a lot of ways, I think as a woman, you're wondering how in the heck she came up with this decision. But as a man, I'm thinking about this, and I'm saying, wow, she really put those guys in their place. And I like what she did. I don't necessarily like what she decided, because she also said that she did find wrongdoing, which to me, if you find wrongdoing, then the penalty should be stiffer than what she put out there. But again, I really feel she's putting this
a lot on the NFL, Mike, and she's proving a very, very important point to the NFL, that they better get their stuff figured out. And if they really, really want to stop these things from happening, the penalties need to be much more severe than what they are in the current situation with the NFL, Mike.
Oh, absolutely they need to be more severe. I mean, look, if you and I put ourselves in Deshaun's shoes, okay, and we're accused of sexual misconduct with 25 women, you know what the penalty would be. We would be jobless. There would be no money coming in. We'd be in jail. I mean, it wouldn't be a question. And the optics to me with this are just so bad for the NFL that he only got six games, that no kidding that the NFL is going to appeal this, and there'll probably be a bigger suspension coming out of this. But then you get the Players Association, you get the union involved, and now it becomes more of a negotiation as to, you know, how long Deshaun's going to be on the bench for Cleveland. So it's
here's it's something to think about. Okay, I think that Cleveland, in the back of their mind, had a very, very good feeling, or just based on what was out there, that he was going to be suspended for 1 year. Because if I'm not mistaken, Mike, his base salary for this season is like a little over $1 million. Okay? Right?
Yeah.
And then after that, the salary increases tremendously. So I think that in a lot of ways, again, this isn't over, man. Like, this is going to keep going for a little while. And it's not going to be over until, at the end of the day, it's not going to be over until the NFL is actually satisfied with whatever the final ruling is, because it's not going to be six games, okay? At the end of the day, it ain't going to be six games. And they didn't structure the contract the way that they structured the contract for it to be a six-game suspension. Okay? So that just tells me right then and there that, you know, everything that's going on right now, it's the show, it's the circus, it's everything that everybody wants to have happen, but in actuality, what's going to happen, he ain't going to be playing this year, Mike. This is all a distraction from what's really going to wind up happening. It's
right.
Dude, politics and sports, they're all the same, okay? So this is a distraction to keep our minds off of what's really important at this moment in time. And the truth is, Deshaun Watson ain't playing football this year, bro. I don't care what anybody tells me. I'm going to go along with what I think in my head. Deshaun Watson ain't playing football this season. What say you?
I'm right there with you. In my head, I just have it. He ain't playing, whether it's six games or what for right now. But I think in the end, I think the decision is going to come down where he's suspended for the year, if not more. And Andy, I don't know if you saw this, but this is about as Cleveland a thing that can happen with something like this happening to the Browns. The National Massage Therapist Convention is in Cleveland at a convention center that is like four or five blocks down the street from the Cleveland Browns headquarters. I saw that, and I just started laughing. I'm like, well, this is Cleveland. You know, this is a Cleveland thing right here, that this would be there. But you know what? In the end, these ladies need justice. They need to be heard, and they need to be taken seriously, because something obviously did happen between them and Deshaun Watson.
I agree 1,000%, brother. We got to take a break. We'll come back, and we'll wrap up the hour. That would be Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
All righty, welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy Dorf hanging out with me. Mike Wilson, you can too, by the way. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. Mike, I don't want to neglect the Brittany Griner situation because what's happening there in Russia is definitely wrong. I don't think it's the right way to handle things. However, I also understand and I'm sensitive that different places in the world live differently than we live here in America. And when you're in other places, I think it's extremely important to follow those rules and realize that sometimes your star power can actually be a downfall. And I think that in this situation, quite frankly, that is a major problem here. Brittany Griner cannot hide from anybody, Mike Wilson. So I think that it's extremely unfortunate, but I also think the laws are extremely different. And we need to be sensitive of their laws. Are they ridiculous? Absolutely. Okay? But I think we knew that going into it. Yes or no?
Oh, absolutely. That we knew that. Look, what was I can't exactly remember when this was. It was 15 years ago, 20 years ago, but you'll probably remember this. Remember that kid in Southeast Asia? He's an American kid, white kid. He got caught littering, like, in Singapore or something like that. And, you know, we were trying the same thing, get him out of there, and because he was going to get caned. The consequence was to get caned, like, get 100 lashes.
Right.
You know, same thing here. You got to obey the laws, but at the same time, you can be outraged by less than a gram of CBD oil. This is what it gets you. And she's being...
It's crazy. It's crazy, but again... Laws are different in different places in the world. We got to take a break. I know we're up against it. Stick around. Hour number two is on the horizon. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
USA Radio News.
Joe Biden has tested negative for COVID-19 a second time after experiencing a rebound case last week. The president, who received both vaccine doses and a booster, first tested positive on July 21st and experienced mild symptoms. He exited isolation on July 27th after testing negative, but re-entered after testing positive again on the 30th. Rebound cases such as this have not been extensively studied, but have been attributed to the antiviral drug Paxlovid, which Biden did take. He will remain in isolation until he tests negative again, the White House physician stated. She added that he continues to, quote, feel very well, end quote. This is USA Radio News.
Guys, what's the first thing you notice when you look at a photo of yourself? If you said your receding hairline or bald spot, Keeps can help you change that. Keeps has clinically proven FDA-approved hair treatments available online. Whether you're looking to prevent hair loss, stimulate hair growth, or take care of the hair you have, your Keeps physician will help you select the right products and develop a personalized hair-saving routine that works for you. It's easy. No waiting rooms or pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. Half the cost. And if you have questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. If those balding jokes are wearing thin, join thousands of guys who have saved their hair. Visit Keeps.com/Doug Steffen for 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Doug Steffen. Keeps.com/Doug Steffen.
A lightning strike ignited a giant fire at an oil storage facility in Cuba, prompting 1,300 people to flee, displacing an additional 600 and injuring dozens, according to the office of Cuba's president. Of the injured, 36 remained hospitalized Saturday evening, five of whom were in critical condition, the Ministry of Public Health said. At least 17 people were missing. The lightning was reported Friday night, and officials said it struck one tank and sparked a fire that spread to a second tank. The U.S. Embassy in Cuba said federal law authorized an American response, including disaster relief. It said U.S. officials have been in touch with Cuban authorities. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
About 80,000 tourists are stranded in a southern Chinese beach resort after authorities declared it a COVID-19 hotspot and imposed a lockdown. The restrictions came into force on Saturday morning as authorities sought to stem the spread of COVID-19 in the city. Within the last 2 days, there were 358 cases so far. China's ruling Communist Party sticks steadfastly to a zero COVID approach. Railway authorities banned all ticket sales, while all flights were also canceled on Saturday. A 37-year-old woman is facing vehicular manslaughter charges in connection with a fiery wreck in Los Angeles that left five people dead, including a pregnant woman and a child. Officer Franco Pepe, a California Highway Patrol spokesperson.
LA County Fire went ahead and initiated their triage procedures. They had eight patients at the scene that were transported, one in major condition and the other seven in minor condition.
Nicole Linton, who investigators say was driving the speeding vehicle that smashed through traffic at an intersection, is currently in the hospital and cooperating with California Highway Patrol investigators. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to 250,000 high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-723-2391. 800-723-2391. 800-723-2391. That's 800-723-2391.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Andy Dorf and Mike Wilson coming at you with tons of things to dive into in the sports world, whether it's NFL as the camps are underway and a lot of discussion about Deshaun Watson and things along those lines. So many different storylines when it comes to the NFL. Tons of things to talk about in the NBA with trades and people moving around and chaos and craziness there. It's the sports world. Why should we expect anything different? Major League Baseball, the trade deadline is come and gone. Juan Soto is now a Padre, and Padre fan thinks they're winning the World Series. I got news for you. It ain't happening, but I ain't mad at you for being like a fan, because if you know what fanatic means, it's that's what a fan is. You're a fanatic, man. You're crazy about your squad. Anyways, Mike Wilson, welcome in, my brother. How are you, pal?
I'm doing good as usual. It's just another hot, muggy day here in the desert with the monsoons, but we got plenty to talk about, like I said, from NFL to college football. We can get more into Brittany Griner if you want. We can talk tennis, whatever, man. Let's do it.
Absolutely. So much to dive into in the sports world. We've got about 50 minutes or so when we get back to continue probing our way through it. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. That's 800-761-9334.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay, Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel, because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
All righty. Welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy hanging out with me, Mike Wilson. You can get involved, people, if you'd like. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up, follow us, check us out on Twitter. From Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports, Facebook, Dorf on Sports, IG. It would be the real Dorf on Sports there. Mike, I want to continue talking NFL football unless you want to go a different direction, but I find it interesting. Every year there's all kinds of hype about the Dallas Cowboys, the Dallas Cowgirls. I hope I make a Dallas Cowboy fan, man, mad a little bit when I call them the Dallas Cowgirls, and maybe inspire you to call in and tell me why you think this year, after 25 or 30 years, why the Dallas Cowboys might all of a sudden be relevant. 1-800-878-7529. Cowboy fan, love to hear from you. I think it's a big year for Dak, okay? I really do, Mike. And I think it's a huge year for Mike McCarthy, a different Mike, not Mike Wilson. I mean, it's a huge year for you, too, because of Zach Wilson and all that, but it's a really big year for Mike McCarthy because of his bonehead decision-making that he has time in and time again out there on the football field. Because there's a guy in Sean Payton who is kind of waiting in the wings, if you know what I'm talking about, and it's kind of like been said, and it's out there that sooner or later that he'll wind up coming and hanging out with Jerry and being the coach of the Dallas Cowboys. And, you know, Mike McCarthy will have a lot to say in all of that when you think about it, with good or bad decision-making. But on a real note, I think it's a huge year for Dak, and I'm kind of curious to see how it plays out for him. No Amari Cooper, right? Like, now you got CeeDee Lamb, and you're expecting this dude to really take off, and you got some other young guys that you're hopeful about. But what do you think? Is it a big year for Dak or what?
Oh, absolutely, it's a big year for Dak. Look, Dak is the quarterback of one of the most famous franchises, if not the most famous franchise in all of sports, the Dallas Cowboys. And all, like you alluded to, all the hype every year. Oh, this is the year we're going to the Super Bowl. We got this. We're going to win the NFC East, all that. It's like, you just want to tell Cowboy fans, shut the hell up until you do it.
Roll the clock back to 1994, right?
Exactly, yeah. Because Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin, and Emmitt Smith ain't walking out that locker room anytime soon. That's what I would tell them. But, no, I mean, it is. Look, Dak had a lot of sympathy going his way because of his contract situation and not getting the big money that a lot of people felt he deserved. I was one of those, yeah, okay, he's going to get paid, but does he deserve to get Mahomes-type money? Is he in that category? And to me, and probably to you, he's not. And we're going to see how good he is because, look, like you said, there's no Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper was the number one receiver, and CeeDee Lamb, to his credit, did very well under those conditions. He didn't necessarily get the double team on every down. He wasn't bracketed as much. But now Dak has to be on. He has to be simpatico with CeeDee Lamb, and CeeDee Lamb has to be studying film like a crazy beast now because he is the number one. He's going to get those double teams. He's going to get game plan for. All those kind of things. So we're gonna find out how good Dak is. We're also gonna find out really just how good CeeDee Lamb is, because behind CeeDee Lamb, there's some unknown. I mean, they have some decent receivers, but nobody that's like a household name or anything. So, and that's gonna put more pressure on Ezekiel Elliott. What are we gonna get out of Zeke this year? Is he washed up? Is he back? Has he lost weight? All those kind of things. But when you're the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, all that responsibility for everything that goes right, everything that goes wrong, gets heaved on your shoulders. And we're going to see how good of a leader Dak Prescott is. And you can say the same thing about Mike McCarthy and his leadership style. And he has to be looking over his shoulder. I'm guessing he was pretty close to being fired. And for whatever reason, Big Jerry didn't want to pull the plug on that. But if they get out to a struggling start, I could see Jerry cutting bait and Mike McCarthy sitting on his fat butt on the couch eating nachos, you know, by the end of the year if things don't go well.
CeeDee Lamb and Michael Gallup. After that, I don't know if you know James Washington, Noah Brown, TJ Fasher.
Right.
There's guys that we're not going to really know much about when you're talking about the Dallas Cowboys and their receiving corps. So big year for Dak. I don't know if he has the weapons necessarily to really, really shine. So quite frankly, if he has a great year, bro, people better be turning their heads about what Dak Prescott can do. I want to talk about the Giants really quickly, and we'll make it quick because we're talking about the Giants. And all I'm going to say is this. If you're the Giants, man, why in the hell aren't you calling the San Francisco 49ers like absolutely crazy and trying to get Jimmy G because you got Daniel Jones, who you know and I know, nobody in their right mind trusts that dude. So why in the hell are they not making a call to San Francisco to do whatever the heck they can to get Jimmy G to be their quarterback?
That's a very good question. I've had those same thoughts as well. I mean, Jimmy's just, he's rehabbing. He's going to be back. He's a proven winner. He can get a team to the Super Bowl. He can get a team to the playoffs. He's going to do exactly what you want him to do. And Jones is just, he hasn't shown anybody anything in the years that he's been in the league. So I agree. The Giants should have San Francisco on speed dial.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense what's happening in general in San Francisco with them literally trying to push Jimmy G out the door when all the guy does is win football games at a pretty damn good clip. I know he's injury prone. I know he can't make this throw or that throw or what everybody thinks, but at the end of the day, he's relatively productive on the football field. And here's what's really kind of crazy. I've just been reading this, that he's actually receptive to being the backup to Trey Lance, which is crazy because this dude's going to be making $24 million as your backup quarterback, which is insane. But, again, kind of a luxury to have a guy like Jimmy G who's so freaking, like, easy to go along with whatever it is, and maybe making $24 million and kind of laughing to himself about the situation, maybe that makes it a little bit easier, Mike. But honestly, I've watched this guy over his career. Like, he sat behind Tom Brady, right? And we're talking about, oh, this guy needs to break out from the shell. He needs to do this, that, and the other. He did that. He's been capable. The guy's won at a pretty good rate as a starter. And nobody really appreciates this guy. Am I nuts? Like, I feel like Jimmy G is one of the most underappreciated people to ever play the game of football, bro.
I have been singing the praises of Jimmy G for a long time, and I've never understood. And I think you had said the same. You've said the same thing multiple times. We don't get why people don't like him. Like, I understand, okay, yeah, he throws a pick here and there. You know, in crucial situations, he's turned the ball over. We get all that. But there are quarterbacks throughout the league that have done that, you know, over the course of time, in the last few years, every season kind of thing. But what, like you and I keep saying, what does he do? He keeps winning games for the San Francisco 49ers. And look, if he's comfortable being a backup, then kudos to him.
Again, man, $24 million to be the backup. I think he's laughing at him, to be honest with you. Hey, I know we got to take a break. I hear the music behind us. So we'll get after it. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue rapping about the sports world because it's off the charts, man. It's insanity. It's crazy. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508.
That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-209-6124, 800-209-6124, 800-209-6124. That's 800-209-6124, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy, my tag team partner in crime. His name is Mike Wilson. You can get involved with us if you'd like. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. Mike, I don't mind continuing talking football. We can talk NBA. We can talk whatever it is that you desire. I'm going to give you the opportunity to push us in a direction here because obviously I've been relatively been the catalyst the whole time, but I know you got thoughts and opinions as well. So what direction do you want to go, my friend?
Look, brother, it's NFL season to me. Let's continue to talk NFL. And look, I even got a question for you.
Okay.
Like what? Here's a question that I heard posed on a local talk show this week. They shall remain nameless. But I thought it was for a local show, buddy. I thought it was a halfway decent question.
All right, let's hear it.
They were talking Green Bay, and they were talking Aaron Rodgers, and they were talking the whole thing about psychedelics and all that. And I'm like, okay, I almost tuned out because I was like, hey, he's from Northern California, he's from Berkeley, like, and you're shocked that he used psychedelics. Okay, whatever to that. But they asked, who's going to miss who more? Is Aaron going to miss Devontae more, or is it the other way around, Devontae's going to miss Aaron? What say you, being the in-house Packer guy?
I think that's kind of that's a 50-50, bro. I mean, let's be honest, okay? At the end of the day, the familiarity that those two guys have with each other, it's beyond what most people can have with each other, okay? So to think that he'll be as good immediately with Derek Carr, I think that's a little bit of a stretch. Whether or not they have familiarity with each other from back in the day of their college career, that's many years ago, man. Like, you know, so that to me you can you can give that some credence, but you can also kind of say to yourself, well, that was many years ago and things have changed. So I think initially, I think, you know, Aaron's going to be like, I got to find a guy. Like, I need a dude. I need someone that I can really, really rely heavily on. But if you really think about it, Mike, that's never really been the way that the Green Bay Packers are most productive. The way the Green Bay Packers are most productive is when Brett Favre, back in the day when he was there, when he was spreading the ball around to a bevy of different guys. And I think that when you've looked at Aaron Rodgers throughout his career, when he's been at his best, he hasn't had tunnel vision like he had over the past couple few seasons with Devontae Adams. And maybe it was just like he's like, I got this such a talented wide receiver that it behooves me to look for this guy as much as possible. Kind of neglecting and forgetting about other really important pieces and weapons that you have at your disposal. So I think that in a really, really weird way, this might be the best thing for both of these guys for their career, to be honest with you, Mike. Like, Aaron Rodgers was too dependent upon Devontae Adams. Now he's got to, like, not be too dependent upon one guy. He's going to have to find the open guy, which at the end of the day has always made the most sense to me when you're talking about football. So I think the Green Bay Packers get back to what made them so successful, and that is spreading the ball around to a bunch of different guys. Initially, I think it's a shock to the system for both of them, but I actually think this is going to wind up being a win-win situation, Mike. So you lose your familiarity a little bit, but now you got to rely on other people, and you're going to help develop some other people. And I'm excited to see Chris Watson and see what he'll bring to the table as a newbie in this league. And the expectations are off the charts for that kid. So good question, but I think initially I think that's like a 50-50 split. Both those guys are going to kind of wish they had each other, but at the end of the day, I think they'll both be happy not having each other, and they'll figure it out, and they'll navigate right through it. So I hope I answered the question for you, bro. I mean, what do you think? I guess I'll throw it back to you. Who's hurting more? You're the guy that knows more about quarterbacks and things like that, so I'll defer to you on this one. I know I'm the resident Packer guy, and I think, again, my humble opinion, I think this is the best possible thing for the Green Bay Packers. What do you think?
You know, I'm more in line with you. It's going to be kind of a give and take, a little 50-50 on both ends. I mean, is Aaron going to miss Devontae? Yes. Is Devontae going to miss getting balls from a first ballot Hall of Famer and Aaron Rodgers? Abso-frickin-lutely he is. But I think they're going to be just fine in the situations that you described. And I'm with you. I'm that new receiver there in Green Bay. I'm excited to see what he can do with Aaron, what kind of rapport he can kind of get there. But let me ask you this, and this is kind of an NFC North kind of question. Who wins the North? Do you think it's Minnesota? Minnesota's getting a lot of push from a lot of people, or is Green Bay gonna win the North again? I think it comes down to those two teams, but if I had to take it to you, I'm taking Green Bay because of the Aaron Rodgers factor.
Yeah, man. I mean, at the end of the day, I think the defense is pretty stout. Okay, that defense is really good. It boils down to, you know, we can't show up like we did against the San Francisco 49ers in the playoffs, man. You got to be able to put points on the board, right? At the end of the day, that's the situation. So I think the defense is really, really good. I think that the question marks obviously are, what will Aaron Rodgers be able to do with a lot of guys that he doesn't have that great a familiarity with? But I think that what they're going to do, Mike, is they're going to lean heavily on A.J. Dillon and Jones. I think you look at those two guys, and I think it's a juggernaut, man. I mean, at the end of the day, I think, you know, a lot's changed, but a lot is still pretty similar. And I think the Green Bay Packers are the best team in that division until somebody dethrones them. I mean, let's be honest. Let's call it the way it is. When you've had dominance in that division the way that they've had it, they're going to win the division until they don't win the division, Mike. So someone's got to go out there and beat them. I don't necessarily trust Kirk Cousins. I don't trust whatever the heck they got going on there in Detroit. And I definitely don't trust a young Justin Fields in Chicago. So I think, you know, there's a lot for the Green Bay Packers to continue to grow and have success in a situation where it's not completely ideal at this moment in time. But you know what? I still think they have the most talent and the best talent in that division, Mike.
Right. No, I I'm right there with you, and I am of the same mindset. They're the champs in that division until, like you said, until someone tells them that they are not, kind of deal. Now, you know, you take a look at the NFL, and there are so many storylines, so many things that we could probably discuss, but you know, a lot of it simply still comes back to how long can Tom Brady do this, you know, and how successful are those Tampa Bay Bucks going to be? You know, they lost some people. They lost one of their offensive linemen the other day. We'll see how.
Yeah, Jensen. Yep, that's big. That is big.
Right. Yeah, that is huge. And we'll see how all this plays out. But man, when you got TB12 back there, you always have a chance to win. And it's going to be one of those things to me. Once again, is it the offensive line for Tampa Bay? Are they going to go out and get another receiver? They've lost a couple of guys there. What say you with Tampa Bay?
Well, to that point, they did go get themselves a wide receiver. They got Julio Jones, who I think that's an interesting move. Obviously, Julio's been a little banged up,
right,
and he's been a little bit down, but he hasn't had Tom Brady throwing him the damn ball either. You know, then you put Godwin out there, you put Mike Evans out there. That trifecta of wide receivers all of a sudden sounds pretty damn good to me, Mike Wilson. And it's only a matter of time before his good buddy Rob Gronkowski and his girlfriend have a conversation. And I think around November or December, it's more than probable that Gronk winds up reuniting with Tom Brady for one more unbelievable playoff push, and we'll see what winds up happening with all that. But don't ever count that out. And again, it's Tom Brady, bro. Like, dude, are we really going to say that this guy can't get it done under any circumstances? 7 out of 10, that's all I'm going to say. And this guy is absolutely fantastic. So that's the biggest threat in the NFC for sure, man. It's Tampa Bay, bro, as far as I'm concerned. I hear the music. I know we got to take a break. We'll continue rapping about the sports world on the other side. Keep it close. That's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Are you having a difficult time getting in and out of your old bathtub? Here's a new, affordable idea to consider. When you bought your home years ago, you had a traditional bathtub, and you put a shower curtain in it, and it lasted for years. But now, maybe you or your mom is having difficulty getting in and out of a high-step tub. For some people, that can be an accident waiting to happen. If you or one of your parents is in this situation and you don't want to spend thousands and thousands of dollars, call Steve at Senior Safety Pro Tub to Shower today. They can help you convert any old bathtub into a walk-in shower, in some cases under $2,000, in about a week. It's simple, beautiful, and priced just right. Call Steve right now for your free consultation. 855-326-7440. 855-326-7440. 855-326-7440. That's 855-326-7440.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy Dorf, hanging out with me, Mike Wilson. You can too, by the way. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. Mike, we've gone around it a little bit here in the NFL, and I want to keep poking around. And now I want to ask you a little bit about Zach Wilson, your unofficial son. What are your expectations for year two with this kid? Won three games as a starter last season. The Jets really aren't all that great of a football team in general. I wonder what is the progression you're looking for in year two from this young man?
That's a good question, because it's the Jets and they don't have a lot. Now, did they, in this past draft, in the 2022 draft, did they have a good draft? Absolutely. Did they fill some needs? Yes. But we're talking about guys that are rookies and guys that are not proven yet. So you add that to the mix with a guy like Zach Wilson, who has to show people why he was considered such a high draft pick and why the Jets took a chance on him, a couple years ago. So my progression is, look, get your touchdowns up, get your interceptions down like it should be every year. Just show a better command of the offense. And granted, look, it was a first-year head coach as well in New York. So everybody was adapting to everybody's style, everybody's learning style in terms of the offense and all that kind of stuff. Not only do I expect Zach Wilson to make a march forward and be better, I expect the Jets to be better. Now, I don't expect the Jets to make the playoffs or anything like that, but I expect them to win more games than they did last year, and Zach Wilson has to be a part of that if the New York Jets are going to be successful. And, it goes down to the basic things. Are you making plays when you have to make plays? Third and six, 2 minutes to go. You need the first to keep the drive going. Are you making that play? Yes or no, end of story. If he's going to make that play more often than not, Jets are going to be successful. If not, duh. they're not going to be. So with that being said, I do expect Zach to make progress, positive progress this year. But at the end of the day, the Jets are still on the outside looking in terms of the playoffs.
It's an interesting division because you've got Josh Allen, you've got Mac Jones, you got Tua, you got Zach Wilson, all, you know, very young quarterbacks in this league and all, you know, up-and-comers right. to a certain degree. Obviously, Josh Allen, an up-and-comer, and maybe potentially the MVP of this league this season. We'll see how that all plays out. Mac Jones in maybe the best shape he's ever been in. I don't know if you've seen the kid, but changed his diet a lot.
Yeah.
Looks extremely strong. This kid has stepped into a position, you know, that was filled by Tom Brady for so long, so well, and in a lot of ways, dude, I don't feel like they've missed a beat. I think this year is going to be interesting. You know, no real offensive play caller there, or so to speak. Bill Belichick hasn't, you know, given anybody that label. We know that McDaniels is gone now, but the truth of the matter is I see this as a three-team race, and I give the Buffalo Bills the slight edge, bro, but I'm not going to be shocked if Miami or New England kind of sting them, dude. I just there's something about those two teams that I think they're on the rise, bro. So convince me that I'm wrong or convince me that I'm right. This is a three-team race, but I know Buffalo's the best, but there's a little room there where Miami or New England could shock them, I think.
I think Miami has the better shot at shocking them than the Jets do. I just think Miami offensively...
Not the Jets. I'm talking Miami or New England.
Oh, Miami, New England. I'm sorry, Dorf. But no, I still think Miami has the better shot at shocking the Bills. I don't expect it to happen. I'm with you. Buffalo is the cream of the crop in that division, at least on paper. You got Josh Allen, like you said. He's going to be in the MVP discussion. And so for me with Miami, offensively, they've gone with an offensive coach. They went out and got Tyreek Hill. They have Waddle. They have other guys there. They probably have one of the best receiving corps in all of football. But at the end of the day, for Miami, do they really, 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 really trust Tua to be the guy? There is, if you're a Miami Dolphins fan like I am, there is no excuse for Tua not to have a successful season. I mean, he has a great tight end to throw to. He has three great receivers. He has speed all over the offensive side of the ball. The problem in Miami is going to be, can they make stops on the defensive side of the ball? Can they do that? And when you play a team like Buffalo, you have to make stops. New England, same thing. I mean, look, Mac Jones, yeah, he filled in great for the all-time greatest winning quarterback in the history of the league. But he's still, look, there's still some growing pains there. Like you said, the offensive coordinator job has not been officially filled, so it's going to be Matt Patricia and Belichick or Matt Patricia and somebody else doing that. And that's not always the greatest kind of scheme to be in if you're trying to develop this quarterback. Who still needs some development, but you're right. I have seen him in Mac Jones. He is in much better shape. Obviously, he's working out. Obviously, he has a dietitian. He's listening to people. He's working out very well. So we'll see. But I think if you had those two teams, you probably have to go with Miami having a better shot at shocking the Buffalo Bills, but I still think it's the Buffalo Bills division to lose.
Yeah, I think, like you're saying, a little more star power there maybe in Miami versus New England. Okay, real quickly, because I want to get two things in before we get the heck out of here. Let's talk right. AFC North really quickly. Let's talk Cincinnati Bengals. Do you believe in Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals to do what they did last season? Are they the best team in that division? Do they have a legitimate shot to go back to the Super Bowl?
I, don't know if they have a they have a decent shot to go back to the Super Bowl. I think it's going to come down between Cincinnati and Baltimore in that division. Pittsburgh has too many questions at quarterback right now. Is Trubisky the guy, or are they going to give the rookie Pickett? Are they going to give Mason Rudolph a shot? Cleveland, who the hell knows what's going to go on in Cleveland? I mean, you just might as well spin a wheel and just go red 20 and, like, throw money at that, because who knows what's going to happen there. I think it's simply going to come down to Baltimore and Cincinnati. Do I trust Joey B? Yeah, I trust Joey B. I think he's just going to get better as he comes off this injury. I know, you know, I saw a video of him doing sprints in the car.
Yeah, I saw that. Yep.
Yeah. It just kind of made me laugh a little bit. But he brings a swagger to Cincinnati that Cincinnati hasn't had in, forever.
So I agree.
I think with Jamar Chase, I think they've improved the offensive line as well. Yeah, they can go back to the Super Bowl. They went there last year, so why not make it 2 years in a row with a young?
Yeah, and the luxury they have is they're not in the AFC West, where every one of those teams has a very good quarterback, and it could be a really, really daunting task week in and week out. Okay, one thing we haven't touched on at all, and that's NBA. So I want to talk to you just a touch about the latest and greatest Donovan Mitchell potentially on the move from the Utah Jazz. That would include Russell Westbrook. Do you think some type of blockbuster deal, whether it's KD, Kyrie, Donovan Mitchell, Westbrook, do you think something does happen before the season starts?
I think in Brooklyn, I think KD and Kyrie are there to start the season. I don't think they get moved. Donovan Mitchell, I give a better chance of being moved, and I think Russell Wilson a better chance of being moved, because I really think the Lakers do not want Westbrook as, you know, kind of running the show there in L.A. I think they're over the Westbrook experiment, but I think to start the season, KD and Kyrie start in Brooklyn, and then depending on how it goes, they'll get moved by the trade deadline, or they get moved after the season. But I'll tell you this, Dorf. I'm so sick of the KD talk around the league. I'm like, just either make the deal or just suck it up and play ball in Brooklyn. Like, just figure this out.
Do you think that the Suns wind up pulling some kind of trigger? Jay Crowder recently, this past week, making some tweets about change is inevitable, change is necessary, whatever, something along those lines with his tweet. Does that spell the writing for Jay Crowder? Is he on his way out of Phoenix?
Look, I could see Crowder leaving. I could see Crowder staying. Crowder's kind of a journeyman. He's been around a bunch of different spots, so, you know, he's used to adapting to change, as opposed to maybe see some of these younger players they have on the team. If I'm Phoenix, you don't make the trade for KD. You got a good young core of players. You got a up-and-coming superstar in Devin Booker. Why ruin that chemistry? Why ruin something good that's going? If it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? That's the kind of thing. But I think getting a 34, 35-year-old Kevin Durant, it would pay a dividend for about a year or two, and that's it. You got these young kids' whole careers that you have in Phoenix. You got 10 more years. You could run this baby out. So don't make the trade for KD. I think it just messes with chemistry too much. And KD's kind of he's getting that moniker of being kind of a whiner, I can't do it without other people kind of superstar. So, you know, I'm done with the KD stuff.
With that being said, then, I know you hate the concept or the idea of him going to Boston and breaking up what they have, because I know how you felt about Jaylen Brown, and his performance throughout the playoffs was relatively steady, to be honest with you, more so than Jason Tatum. Jason Tatum's the guy that got all the headlines and all the lights and all that, but Jaylen Brown was a true professional throughout the postseason, if you ask me. And just potentially, Jay Crowder back to Dallas. I did see him in a picture on Twitter with like an old jersey that he was wearing of the Dallas Cowboys or Dallas Mavericks. But bottom line is, there's a lot of chaos, a lot of craziness going on in the sports world, and people are whining and crying and complaining about whatever they can so that they get whatever they want. It's crazy, man. It's insane. I know the music's going. I know we got to take a break. We'll come back and do what we always do. It's called Parting Shot Time. Keep it close, everybody. His name is Mike Wilson. My name is Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back. Keep it close.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy Dorf. Hanging out with me, Mike Wilson. Get at us a couple few different ways. You can always get at us on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. At this time, we always do what we call parting shots. Mike Wilson, you are up, my friend.
Look, my parting shot goes out to Sue Bird, WNBA superstar, one of the best college women's basketball players that we've ever seen. She's won titles in every league that she has been in, whether it's the WNBA, at UConn, around the world. But she has had a wonderful career. She plays her last home game today in Seattle, and she is one of the best college athletes, pro athletes that has walked this planet. And, you know, for people that want to have their kids model their behavior and stuff after a athlete, Sue Bird is the perfect example. So congrats, Sue Bird, on a wonderful career.
I've always liked Sue Bird, by the way. So kudos to her. Congrats to her. She's had a tremendous career. You know what, man? It's kind of going to be crazy because we're both going to kind of piggyback each other to a certain degree. And mine's going to be a little bit more closer to home. It'll hit with the Brittany Griner crew and the crowd that's on par with that. And, you know, I heard the other day that one of the Phoenix Mercury talking about how difficult of a time this is. Here's the point, people. When things like this happen, you get out there, you show up, you ball out, you go honor somebody the best possible way by going out there and doing all you can to keep your team playing. So the message I have is when the going gets tough, the tough get going. So stick up for what you feel, be proud of it, and go out there and play.